afternoon.
My name is Thomas Provencelik. I'm an American living in Berlin, and the title of my talk is ATP Synthesis by Endogenous UV Radiation. Introduction. In the 1960s, Mitchell proposed mitochondria synthesis of ATP followed the theory of chemiosmosis. This was based on the hydrogen ion gradient across the inner membrane. The chemiosmosis was supported by the acid bath experiment, which you see here and you already know. But basically, a grana of chloroplasts were acidified in a pH 4 bath, as you see here, exposed to an alkaline pH bath. And they measured ATP, and on that basis concluded that the hydrogen ion gradient produced the ATP. Problem? Acid bath also increased the bath temperature from the heat of titration. Here you see the temperature versus and pH time. The blue here is pH. You can see it increases rapidly, but the temperature also increases. Is there a relationship between heat and ATP? Well, in classical physics, heat increases temperature, but in quantum mechanics, the Planck law denies heat increasing in temperature at the nanoscale. How does conservation proceed? What's being proposed is that the heat creates electromagnetic radiation, and if so, did the electromagnetic radiation produce the ATP in the acid bath experiment? In evolution, on the primitive Earth, solar UV exceeded all energy and sources. It was very intense. There was no ozone. And then the question would be, did the UV create the ATP? Well, the answer is yes, because back in 1963, Sagan et al., ran tests with ATP synthesis. It was confirmed with adenine, ribose, and phosphorus. And today, solar UVC is not available, but because of the ozone layer. And then you have to ask the question, if the mitochondria were brought up under high UVC, and there's none available from the sun, how do they produce the UVC? It would seem logical you needed to do this. Now, the proposal is that the heat cue induces nanoscale mitochondria cristae geometry to produce the UVC standing waves. Here I show heat coming into a mitochondria. These red lines are the standing waves between the cristae, and they're spaced roughly in the UVC range. And the basic theory for this is what I call simple QED. And what it always says is heat at the nanoscale produces electromagnetic radiation. Typically, nanoparticle diameters are less than 100 nanometers. Heat comes in. Here's a nanoparticle diameter D. It all goes to the surface because of the high surface-to-volume ratio. There's no temperature change by the Planck law. And you get the electromagnetic confinement, and it's lambda over 2 equal to D. From that, you get the Planck energy of the radiation coming off is HC over 2ND. 2ND here is the wavelength. N is the refractive index. But for the smaller nanoparticles, you're going to produce EUV, but it will fluoresce down to EV, the reactive oxygen species, or the VIS plasmon resonances, but it's inefficient. Here, the chloroplast grana, heated titration coming in. Here, I show the waves between the stroma. These are the larger spacings, not between the grana. And the distance D is given here. And the blue dots here are really the ATP synthase. They're on the membrane. And the UV is produced all through here because of the heat, and it will come out, and over here is shown comes close to the ATP synthase, which in combination with ADP and phosphorus will produce the ATP. It's ATP synthesis by UV. It's a dehydration, as you see here. Heat is lost somewhere in the system. It loses the phosphor. You go down to the ADP level, and to bring it back, you need energy, and that's the UV. It will bring it back to ATP. One phosphate bond is 0.304 EV, so one UVC photon at 4.88 EV will convert 16 AT. Now, the UV damage by DNA occurs but is repaired, so it's not a problem. The UV supports ATP synthesis, and I showed you that. And the UV scrambling of DNA perhaps explains Darwin's origin of the species. The conclusions are that UV by simple QED from titration heat created the ATP in the acid bath experiment. And ATP by endogenous UV is direct and far simpler than complex enzyme-dependent chemiosmosis. Well, that's all I have. There's a paper, ATP by endogenous UV. It's on my homepage, NanoQED. Thank you very much.